Hi, is this David?
Yes.
Hi there, this is Carolina. I was calling on a recorded line regarding the Roundup lawsuit that was inquired about. How are you today?
Oh, interesting. I was getting ready to call you guys.
I see. So did you already have an attorney assisting you with this or signed any paperwork?
No, I haven't.
Alrighty. And if you don't mind me asking, what were you diagnosed with after being exposed to Roundup? Was there any effects?
I'm having a little difficulty understanding you. I was diagnosed with primary cutaneous something or other lymphoma.
Okay, let's see what I can find here. All right, so I found a primary cutaneous lymphoma. Okay, it looks like it's a group of non-Hodgkin lymphomas that are confined to the skin at the time of diagnosis. Is that the one?
Yeah.
Okay. And again, I am really, really sorry to hear that, David. Did you want to
Yeah,
see
'cause
if
it's
you
acting
did?
up right now.
Oh, and I'm so sorry. Did you want to see
Yeah.
if you met the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Sure.
Okay. Again, you said you haven't signed any paperwork, nothing like that, right?
Nope, I haven't signed any paperwork.
Alrighty. Okay. And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
Well, I was diagnosed first at the VA and then at Moffitt.
Okay. But it was just this one diagnosis of the non-Hodgkin's
Yeah,
lymphoma? Okay.
right.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. Okay. Do you remember when it was that you were diagnosed?
Probably 3 years ago. I know I need to go get all the data,
Okay. No
but.
worries. Estimates are completely fine here. You said about 3 years ago. Do you think maybe around 2022?
2020, maybe 21 even. I don't know.
Okay. If it was 21, do you think it might have been later in the year?
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. So I'll put around end of 2021 just as an estimate. Okay. And did you know anyone else that was spraying Roundup and was also affected or injured by it?
No, just me.
Okay.
I still have my bottle of Roundup.
Oh wow, I see. I see. Well, I hope you're not spraying anymore.
Oh,
All right.
no, absolutely not.
Good, that's good to hear. Alrighty. And then how old were you when you were diagnosed in 21?
Be 4 years, so that'd be. I'm trying to do math in my head here. If it was at 21, be probably 73 then.
Okay. Okay, around 73. Do you have a birth certificate? Okay, sounds good. And David, how many years were you spraying Roundup? Do you know roughly how many?
Well, I've been using it off and on around this place for I've been in this house for 47 years, so probably 40 years.
Okay, about 40 years. Alrighty, now it is a little redundant here, but yes or no, have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. I did need that clarification there. Now, David, are we speaking on a record? I'm sorry, on a smartphone or is this a landline?
It's a smartphone.
Smartphone. All right. And you're a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
All right. Now, have you ever been diagnosed with HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, or hepatitis B or C?
Nope.
Okay, that's good to hear. How about any organ transplants, Epstein-Barr, lupus, or rheumatoid arthritis?
Nope.
All right, and no diabetes, any other cancer, or a family history of cancer?
Well, my mother had uterine cancer,
Okay.
and no, I haven't had other than skin cancers.
Okay. And that was
You
due to
don't
the
get to
type of
be.
skin cancers?
Pardon?
You said you were diagnosed with those skin cancers as well?
Yes,
Yeah,
It
okay.
was my dermatologist that discovered the lymphoma.
I see. Okay. And again, I am really sorry. No, David, I have your first name spelled David. Common spelling, is that correct?
Yep.
Alrighty. And then it says Clark as well. Is that the right last name?
Yep. No E.
Okay, perfect. And David, did you have a middle name?
Lewis. Lewis.
Okay, Lewis. Perfect. And does your name have a suffix, junior, senior, anything like that?
Nope.
All right. Okay, and then can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm male.
Male. Perfect. And are you married or what was your marital status?
I'm married.
Okay, beautiful. All righty, and what was your date of birth?
12/16/1948.
Beautiful. 12/16/1948, which would be, what was your current age?
76.
76. All right, beautiful. Okay, and what about your social?
The last four, 4580.
All right, 4580. Okay, and how did you learn, that there was a connection between Roundup and the lymphomas? Was there, TV ads or maybe
Yeah,
something online?
television. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. When I got that, you get the call and says you have cancer. That is a stunning thing, you know.
Yeah.
And then so yeah, so then I was acutely interested in everything that was on about as
Right.
I tried to find out what was the matter with me. And that's how I found out it was television.
I see. Okay. Do you know roughly when it might have been that you found that out? Was this recently?
Right, fairly quickly,
Okay.
you know, in 21 or 22.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'll put 2022 just as an estimate. Is that okay with you?
Sure, yeah.
All righty. All right. And then what was your height?
5'8".
5'8". Do you mind me asking your weight as well?
170.
All righty. Okay, moving on. I have your email as helixinc1@verizon.net. Is that the right one?
Yeah, I'm having some trouble with that right now. So if you're using, I don't know, and I don't know, I'm not very computer literate. So I've got another email address if you'd like
Okay.
that one.
Yeah, I'll take that one.
Okay, it's all lowercase, natural walking two.
All right. And then that was at
At
Gmail?
gmail.com, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So again, that was naturalwalking2 at gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. And then the phone number three, I'm sorry, 813-598-9229. This is the best one. Okay, perfect. And what was your spouse's name?
Jennifer.
Beautiful. Jennifer, was she Clark as well?
Yes, Clark, and but she, her professional name is Nelson.
All right. Okay.
It's
And then,
complicated.
yeah, no worries. Do you know Jennifer's phone number?
813-767-1503.
Okay, beautiful. All righty. And how many times per year did you use Roundup, or was it more like a monthly thing throughout those years?
Yeah, probably a monthly thing through
A
those
monthly
years.
thing. Okay. All righty, no worries. Do you know when you started spraying it? I know you said it's been about 40-ish years. Would you say maybe mid-80s, closer to 90s?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Mid-80s to late 80s to 90s, something like that.
Okay, no worries. I'll put
I
around.
remember. Go ahead.
Oh, I could put around 85 as an estimate to keep it to those 40 years. Is
Sure.
that okay? All right.
Yeah.
All righty. And so when did you last spray it?
I actually stopped spraying it before I found out that I had cancer.
Oh, okay.
That it was, you know, there was quite a lot of stuff about it that, and I thought, well, I shouldn't be doing this, but you know, so I didn't, and so that was probably a year or two before, so like in probably 90 or 19 or 18, I stopped.
Okay, no worries. So I'll put around 20, let's just say 19 as an estimate. Do you know why you stopped using it? Did you hear of those controversies, or was it making you ill?
Yes, I heard the controversies.
Okay.
But I never thought it would be me.
Right, of course. Well, I'm glad I have you on the phone here. If we can help in any way, that's what we're here for. And again, you sprayed it. Let's see. This was at home that it was applied, right?
Yes.
All right. Okay, so at home. And what state was it sprayed in?
Florida.
Okay, Florida. Did you ever use any protective gear?
No.
Okay.
I went to the state fair back in the 70s.
Okay.
The late 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a guy at the state fair that was spraying it in his mouth.
Wow.
Now he could have been spraying milk for whatever I know, but if he didn't, he's dead.
Yeah, I'm shocked to hear that.
But I was kind of convinced, you know, like,
yeah.
Well, if he's willing to do that, then it can't be, you know, and then all these years later, then I go, uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really scary, too, is they don't really do their research before, you know, selling it and, marketing it. Okay, and then, so you were the one spraying it at your house, right?
Yes, uh-huh,
okay.
Nobody else. And there's something that I've been questioning people, that the little spray squeeze, you know, thing is notoriously leaky.
Oh, I see.
For everybody says that it gets all over your hands and stuff.
Right.
And so, but I saw the guy spray in his mouth, so I just washed my hands off and never thought anything about it.
Yeah. And do you know if you ever sprayed it anywhere near a water well that you think might have been contaminated?
No.
All right. So no water.
We're on city water.
Oh, okay. Okay. Do you know how many exposures you've had to Roundup in your lifetime? I know it's a large number. Would you say, roughly 500 times over the 40 years, would you say?
Oh, probably not 500, but, you know.
Okay.
Easily 100, 150.
Okay.
200, yeah, maybe 200.
Okay.
I used it for a long time.
I see. Do you know if you ever used any other herbicides, exposure to benzene or Agent Orange?
Nope.
Okay. And how were you spraying the Roundup? Was it the one that came pre-mixed or the one that you had to dilute, the concentrated?
Pre-mixed. Spray bottle.
Okay. And where were you buying this, like a Home Depot?
Lowe's or
okay.
Walmart.
A local Lowe's or Walmart. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you have any receipts of the Roundup purchases?
No, but I do have that last bottle.
Okay. All right. We do recommend to not destroy or tamper with the bottle, but I'll make sure to include that you do have that in your possession. And have you ever smoked at all, David?
In the military, a long time ago.
I see.
6 years I smoked.
Okay. It's about 6 years. And are you currently employed?
I'm self-employed.
Okay, beautiful. Let's see. Self-employed. And what was your current job title?
I'm an advanced certified Rolfer. What's that? So I'm in the manual medicine.
Okay.
Nobody knows what a Rolfer is.
Well, I'll include that in there. And have you ever lost time away from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Do you know how many, how long or any dates you can provide?
Oh. During the, nothing happened for a long time, and then I had a small outbreak, and I just blew that off, and then this terrible thing this last year. So, I've lost probably 3-4 months off of work.
Okay. Off of work. And this was this last year?
Yeah.
Okay. I see. And I know you mentioned you were in the military. Thank you so much for your service. What branch were you in?
Well, I was actually in the Navy and the Air Force, but I got my commission in the Air Force.
Okay. All right. Navy and Air Force. Do you know your dates of service?
Not exactly. 1972. And then I was in the reserves for 13 years.
Okay. Up until you think 85-ish?
That's about right, yeah.
Okay. All right. And was your discharge honorary?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. Were you ever stationed at Tool Army Depot or Camp Lejeune?
No.
All right. And do you receive...
I've been to Lejeune, but I was never stationed there.
Okay. I see. And did you receive any VA benefits?
I have received VA benefits, but not relative, except for being referred out to Moffitt, not for the cancer.
Oh, I see. Alrighty. Okay, and have you ever been involved with any other lawsuits, filed a disability or workers' compensation claims, or filed for bankruptcy?
No.
All right. And other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay, beautiful. Now, David, do you remember the doctor that diagnosed you with the lymphoma?
He's a physician's assistant, P.A. Lupko. And then later it was at Moffitt, it was Dr. Celeste Bello.
Okay.
That's who my attending is right now.
All right. So I'll put Dr. Celeste Bello. What city is she in? Is she in Tampa?
Tampa.
Okay. Just to make sure I got the right one. So Celeste Bello. All righty. And what clinic or hospital is she out of?
Moffitt.
Muffet. Okay, just 1 second. Okay, so I'm just copying some of the information here. I'm inputting her address and whatnot. Just 1 second, okay? Alrighty, and how has the diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
Well, other than scaring the hell out of me at first.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry.
It didn't really impact me until I started having these active symptoms, which is lesions on the skin that itch terribly and are not as that all of the creams and lotions that they gave me to make it stop itching, none of them worked at all. And finally, my daughter said, try peppermint oil, and that did help.
Good, I'm glad. Okay. And so I got those lesions on the skin. It's itching. It's like irritated, you said?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I scratch in my sleep. You know, I'm like, I've got, pretty ugly.
I'm so sorry.
One time I had over 60 lesions on, I've had this last, outbreak since the end of August.
Wow, and I'm really sorry. I hope that does get better.
Yeah,
now,
it aggravates me.
Yeah. And have you had any treatment for the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Any, radiation, chemo, surgeries?
No, but that discussion is going to come up because the terrible, terrible, terrible part my right shoulder and back has cleared up. Now it's proceeding down my arm, and she said that Dr. Bello said that, well, let's just leave it alone, and maybe it'll just go away, and then if it does come back, then they're going to put me on this Rituxan, which the initial treatment is a 6-hour infusion.
Wow.
And I'm not looking forward to that, but it, but she said, like, if it doesn't go away, well, it was December, when I saw her at the beginning of December, and it hasn't gone away. So I'm getting ready to call her, and I keep hoping it'll just back off, but it actually seems to be getting worse. So.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry. Well, I hope everything goes over very well for you, David. Do you know if you have the medical records for the Non-Hodgkin's and all of it?
I don't have the physical ones in hand,
okay.
But I can. They're accessible.
Okay. Sounds good.
From Moffitt, they're easy to get. From the VA, I have to guess at the date.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Alrighty.
Because they're like linear sequential.
Yeah. No worries. So with that now. What was the best address for you, David?
10127
mm-hmm.
Alafia Street. That's Alafia.
Okay.
Gibsonton, Florida, 33534.
Okay. Now, is there an apartment number as well, or is this the house?
That's the house. Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful. So let me read that back to you. I have 10127, not sure how to pronounce that, Alafia Street in Gibsonton.
Alafia. Yeah.
Alafia, beautiful. Gibsonton and Florida, 33534.
Correct.
Okay, beautiful. And then we do request an emergency contact in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Did you want me to put your wife down there?
Jennifer. Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. Let me see. Okay, perfect. And I did go over her phone number, so I can put that information there as well. And you said it was Nelson?
Nelson.
Okay. Nelson, wife. Okay. Now, with this information, before we do wrap up, I want to make sure that you know what to expect next. While they are working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim, and I will be calling you within the next couple of hours once you're file passes quality assurance to transfer you to them directly and introduce you. They may go over some of the same questions that we discussed today, which is completely normal. It's a part of their process to confirm that all of the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms like a medical release so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. If you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. Since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure that you're fully prepared. So if you don't hear from them in the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up. Shortly, I will send you a text message from my direct call line with their information as well, so you know exactly who to reach out to.
Okay, good. Good.
Yeah,
good.
Perfect. And then can you confirm that you will be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yes.
Beautiful. And do you have any questions before I submit your information?
I can't think of any.
Okay, perfect. All right, so it's not letting me submit. I might have skipped a question here. Let me see.
Gosh, computers.
I know.
I'm in the middle of that right now.
Do we have permission to contact Jennifer if need be?
Yes.
All right, perfect. That's what I was missing. Okay, now I'm going to draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all, David?
With who?
DocuSign.
DocuSign.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not familiar.
Okay, that's okay. So what this DocuSign is for is it gives the attorneys your consent to communicate with you as well as be able to pull your medical records so that they can get that case started for you. Okay?
Okay.
Now, do you have a preference of this being sent to your email or your text messages?
Actually, a text is a lot more convenient for me.
Okay. Beautiful. Let's see. Just one second here, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so you should have just received that. It should say Carolina Hernandez, which is my name, wants to share DocuSign with you. Did you receive any notification like that?
I haven't heard anything.
Okay.
Nope, I haven't got it yet.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, I think I see the issue here. I could do that here on my end. You said to text message?
Pardon?
You said you
yes,
text message. Okay.
Text message, yeah.
Alrighty. Just making sure.
Usually makes a little sound.
Okay, just resent it. Let me know if you received that one, okay?
Got it. Yeah, it just
okay.
Makes sure.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That was so quick. Okay, so it's going to have you click on a link. It's going to have a link to take you to the DocuSign, okay? And then once that opens up, it's going to have you agree to use electronic records and signatures. Do you see any of that?
This is advanced for me to be talking and still working, so I hope I don't lose you.
No worries. If I do, I'll make sure to call you back, okay?
Okay. Okay, so I'll look right now.
Okay, sounds good.
Down. Come on. Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to DocuSign. Okay. Are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. So I've got the DocuSign thing up, and there's a blue thing to tap.
Mm-hmm.
Should I go ahead and do that?
Yeah, you can go ahead and hit that one. Now, it should ask you, like I said, to agree to use electronic records and signatures. It's just going to have
okay.
you click on that. Did you see that pop up?
Hang on.
Mm-hmm.
SMS messages from Mass Tort Strategies. Do you agree to yes?
Mm-hmm.
I said, I would like to use your current location. Allow. Message from Carolina Hernandez, Mass Tort, please sign. It says, please sign. How do I do that?
Okay, now is there a start, continue, or next button at the top right?
Start.
You're going to hit start, continue. And then it'll take
There's
you.
A thing that says continue.
Okay, yeah, hit continue.
I need to click I agree to do electronic signatures.
Yes.
And then there's a whole bunch of little teeny, teeny, tiny writing I can't read.
Okay, that's okay. So it's going to, for you, it's going to have little yellow check mark boxes for you to tap on. If you begin it, it's going to take you directly to those small yellow check marks. Do you see those?
Okay. Next.
Yes, so click next.
Yeah.
And then it'll take you to where you tap on it, and then it's going to have you sign with your finger.
It says a client signature in a little box, yellow.
Yes, yes. You're going to just tap on it with your finger, and then it's going to have a box pop up where you're going to
draw your signature?
Yeah, with your finger.
Okay. Adopt and sign.
Yes, adopt and sign, and then you're going to click continue or next if there's no more of those on that page.
I missed the last part you said.
Is there any more check boxes for you to click on that page for you to sign?
No, it flipped up, and now it looks like there's a, it's really small.
Mm-hmm.
Required sign here, another one.
Yeah, so same thing. You're going to tap on that, and then it might put your signature in there. If not, you're just going to sign again with your finger, okay?
Okay. Initials.
Yeah, you're just going to...
A couple places for that.
You're just going to draw them in like you did your signature, but with your initials this time.
Okay. Okay, I've been to all the little boxes.
Okay, perfect. Now you're going to hit continue or next until it says finish. Does it say finish on the top for you?
Yes, it says finish at the top.
Okay, okay, beautiful. So
hit
click
that one?
Yes, click that one.
Okay.
Alrighty. Now, did it say complete? Oh, yeah, I just received it. Okay, so I see completed. I can see your signatures on here. Now, David, like I said, I'm going to get that text out to you. It's going to have my contact information as well as the law firm's, okay? That way you know exactly who's calling you, and if you need to reach out, we're always here.
Right.
Besides that, I hope the case goes over very well for you. And, David, do you have any other questions before I let you go?
Yeah, one. How did you find me?
We do respond to inquiries, so it looks like this inquiry was submitted by that HelixInc1@Verizon.net. Might have been a while ago. Do you remember submitting that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Yeah, so
one,
we just...
One person, but then I started getting people from all over the map.
Yeah. Yeah,
and,
I'm sorry.
And that's stopped. Hopefully it won't start again, right? Now that
right.
I'm...
Yeah. Well,
okay.
if anything, you can always tell them that you are working with an attorney now, and then, you know, they have no choice but to remove you from their system. So, yeah, we just respond to those inquiries. Is there anything else I can answer?
Are you the attorney?
No. So I just help with, you know, the enrollment process. The attorneys are the information that I'm going to send you.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Well,
Thank
I hope
you, very
you have
much.
A great rest of your day. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye
right.
for now.
Bye-bye.